from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It seems like we're making big history moments every day. Certainly for the past couple of weeks. Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome Pittsburgh native Mike Gallagher, who's a good family friend, University of Pittsburgh Central grad, and has spent a lot of time more recently down in the Tampa area. But yesterday was at the White House. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you this morning?
Good. So you spent the day with all these athletes. You were scheduled to be there, coincidentally. It just happened to be Vice President Kamala Harris's first real public appearance since Joe Biden stepped down on Sunday. But first, why were you there?
Well, my son is a photographer, a sports photographer, and one of his accounts is Tampa University. And I always help out when I can and go, and we shoot for the University of Tampa Athletics. And believe it or not, in this school year, they had four teams in Division II win national championships. Beach volleyball, baseball, lacrosse, and swimming. So the White House yearly invites the NCAA champions to the White House, and it happened to be on July 22nd, and 85 of the athletes from the University of Tampa went, and they asked us if we'd like to go, so we went along, and it was something, and then everything happened like it did the day before, and it ended up being at the White House for probably one of the most historic moments in this nation's history.
And the fact is, you got to see the reaction to the vice president. What was that like from college-age students? How many in total were there? Because I saw the photos you sent. There was rather a large crowd out on the White House lawn.
There were a few thousand because it was divisions 1, 2, and 3. And not everybody sent everybody. But we sent 85 of our athletes from the University of Tampa that were able to make it, because it was a short notice. We found out 2 weeks ago that, hey, the White House is inviting anybody that wants to go. So, you know, we all went, and 85 of ours went. So we had the largest contingent because we had multiple teams win national championships. But the thing that amazes me now, Lair, is this age group. College, they're all in on whatever side they're on, whether it's Republican, Democrat, Trump, Biden, Harris. They're engaged, and maybe that's the one positive that's coming out of the discord in the country, is that this younger generation is now starting to say, hey, wait a minute, this is our world, and we now need to be involved. And I have six kids aged 22 to 32. And, you know, 5-10 years ago, my older kids didn't go to a voting poll unless it was a good bake sale. You know, but now that they're engaged, they're paying attention. And the other thing, too, that I noticed amongst these athletes, You know, and you could tell there were some who Republican, some who Democrat, but they don't hate each other because the other's a Republican and I'm a Democrat, or I'm a Republican and they're a Democrat. They seem to get beyond the discord that we see so much and the way people are acting. And they, you know, because you may be one and I may be the other, Lair, I still love you, man. I may not agree with you, but you know, our relationship, I'd like to think, gets beyond what our political views are.
Well, the country, as you know, is so divided down the middle. I'm curious, though, how the college-age students greeted the vice president.
Oh, they loved it. They, you know, we got a tour of the White House first, and then they had games set up and, you know, refreshments out in the Ellipse and out in the Rose Garden. And that was just, I mean, it gives you chills. You know, we still have the greatest country in the world. I don't care what anyone says. And being there, the history and knowing, you know, what our country's been through and how we always managed to rise to the top, at least for the last couple hundred years, and you felt it. I mean, you knew it was special. And I was impressed with how our student athletes, you know, understood the gravity of the moment and the fact that they were the first ones to see our vice president, you know, make an appearance, knowing that in all likelihood, she's going to be the candidate for the next election for the Democratic Party. And they understood that, but they cheered for her. They greeted her. She had some interaction with a couple of our athletes. And it was special. It was really something special. And I think we're at a point in our world where we need these young people to take over because, you know, Larry, let's be honest, our generation screwed things up. Well, we left them in a bad place.
Before you go, what was the press pool like? I would imagine there were people from every news organization you can think of and then beyond worldwide.
Well, I was in the photo pit or on the stands, on the risers, and on my riser, I was the only one speaking English. I had Australian press. I had, you know, the BBC, all the different Asian nations. It was massive. The world is watching us. And it's hopefully, you know, our athletes gave them something to see that's positive about our country and that we're going to right this ship and, you know, all come together. That's what I'm praying for more than anything is that we can come together and with the athletes that I was able to meet from the other schools and everybody that was there, I actually left there feeling good about the United States of America.
Mike Gallagher, appreciate it, man. Thank you for the photos too. We're going to share those, from the historic moment, and safe travels. Appreciate it.
I wake up to you every morning, Lair. I love it.
Download the Odyssey app, right? Thank you, Michael.
All righty.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.